Reign Under Pressure News Briefs, October 12, 2018. From the Los Angeles Times. With construction of what President Trump calls the first 40 miles of new border wall already underway across the nation's southern boundary, federal officials have announced this week they're waiving nearly 30 environmental laws in Texas to expedite additional building in the interest of homeland security. And opponents are calling this catastrophic. From the Energy and Environment Report, the Supreme Court will not revive an Obama-era climate regulation that was struck down last year. Environmentalists and business interests had hoped the justices would accept a case involving a 2015 EPA rule aimed at phasing out the use of powerful greenhouse gases known as hydrofluorocarbons. The justices denied the petition, declining to review a lower court decision. In another E&E report, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration scientists are looking forward to seeing scientific data about Hurricane Michael's impacts to the red tide event, the deadly algae event in the Gulf of Mexico in the coming days and weeks. The theory is high winds and waves might have stirred up oxygen in the dead zones. Research recently published in a Journal of Energy Policy says that the Trump administration's rollbacks on regulations of coal plants would disproportionately hurt those who voted for the president. Air pollution projections would cause premature deaths by up to 40,000 more people a year. And ethanol 15 could be available in much of the nation's gasoline supply all year round, starting as soon as next summer. The president announced this at a campaign rally in Council Bluffs. Environmental scientists say E15 during hot weather will increase smog, and most gasoline now contains E10. Be sure to listen for our more complete reports and interviews here on Progressive Voices and on iTunes. I'm Rita Rich.